Okay, we've been talking about Kriyat HaTorah, and I've been going from the Sefer, Rav Shechter on Tefillah. So last night we spoke about that the Rav held that Kriyat HaTorah is not just a din in Talmud Torah, but it's a reenactment of Matan Torah at Har Sinai. And we said there was an incident with the Brisker Rav, how he missed the words Baruch Hu at Hashem HaMavorach, and he said, I missed, that's it. I'm not Yotze the Kriya, I have to go somewhere else. And we said that when you're feeling, I went over it more last night, but when you're feeling the Mixas Gilui Shechina, so you have to have a bracha in front of it, including Baruch Hu at Hashem HaMavorach, and without that it's not Kriyas Torah, and then we had certain dinim. So then I segued over to the Sered HaDibrot, and we know that the Gemara Sechet Brachot says that the Kohanim, quotes the Mishnah Masechet Tamid, the Kohanim would say Aseret HaDibrot with their tefillah each day. They would say the Aseret HaDibrot and say Kriyat Shema every day as part of their davening. And the Gemara says Af Begvulin Bekshul Krod Kain. They wanted to do it outside the base of Mikdash, that everybody should have the Aseret HaDibrot as part of the tefillah. El Shekvar Bitlum they Tarona Mim. They got rid of it because the heretics that would say the only thing in the Torah that's really true is the Ten Commandments, you know, which is a lot of way people hold also today. So they didn't do that. So the Rambam has a tshuva. Rambam in his tshuva says that the Ein Rui B'Shem Panim La Simba Torah Yitron Satal Ksatal. You shouldn't give preference or greater chashivas to one part of the Torah over another part of the Torah, meaning that you should not stand up, according to the Rambam, for the Aseret HaDibrot. So the Rav has, he quotes the Rav, has a piece to reconcile the sheet of the Rambam with the widespread menach to stand up. But first, I thought before I would do this, you know, it really, when you hear pshat, but if you don't hear the other pshatim, you know, you don't appreciate, like, the Rav pshat. So let me say what other people say, and then you'll hear what the Rav has to say, and you'll see. So in Torah L'Das, he quotes from Shas and Shubas Tavar Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Bov. Shmuel Bov was a rabbi in Italy in the 17th century. So he spoke about standing during the Aseret HaDibrot, and he justified it. And he said, at the Aseret HaDibrot, it's like we're in Kabel Pnei Shechina, and Kabbalah Pnei Avinu Shemayim Pamachot, Bechodesh Tzuruch Memru Me'umah. It says by Kiddush Levana, even if you're Mekabel Hashem once a month, you have to stand up. So we stand up by Kiddush Levana. And the Chida also writes, in Sefer Tovayin, you should stand during the Aseret HaDibrot. And he writes, it's not similar to the Tarum and Aminim. Tarum and Aminim, we're afraid they'd say that that's the whole Torah. But here, since we read the Torah each week, it's clear that there's no time. In other words, we're part of a whole process. We're reading the Torah each week, so nobody can make an argument that we only think that this is the whole Torah because we keep reading it each week. And that's the way he wants to argue with that. And then Rav Blume adds on at the end. So again, this is part of a bigger piece, but some people say you shouldn't stand. Some people say you should stand. So what's the way out of it? So Rav Blume says he sees certain people who are medakdek at the beginning of the elite. If you're standing for the Kriyas Torah, you're fine. You do it every week. But and I think there's a tshuva Rav Moshe where Rav Moshe was asked, I think, from his son, well, is there a way out of it? And he says, the only thing I can think of, if you stand for Kriyas HaTorah, then you're fine, you know, but from the whole Kriyas HaTorah. But Rav Blume says, he saw a certain medaktikim that would stand up at the beginning of the Aliyah. So if you stand up at the beginning of the Aliyah, it's clear you're not just standing for the Aseret HaDibrot, and then you're in the clear. But now, let me do the Rav's answer, and I think you'll maybe like it better having heard those other answers. So, as I mentioned last night, there's two types of trap: Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton. We could say like superior and inferior, you know, the Tam higher and lower, but it means like superior and inferior. So the Tam Tachton, each pasuk is broken up, pasuk by pasuk by pasuk. The Tam HaElyon is not pasuk by pasuk. It aggregates psukim and breaks up psukim. So let's say by Shabbos, so it's a few psukim in the Torah, but Tam HaElyon, it's one statement, one run-on sentence. And then you have other dibrot, or lo tidnaf, lo tignov, lo tirtzach. So there in the Torah, they're part of a bigger pasuk, but the Tam HaElyon breaks it up. So the Tam HaElyon converts everything into the dibrot. In other words, the way it was the dibrot. In other words, the dibrot, that's the way it sounds with the Tam HaElyon. And the Tam HaTachton is pasuk by pasuk. So the Rav wants to say, there's a halach in the Gemara, it says, Kol psuk lo paski Moshe, anan lo paskin. Any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu did not divide, we don't divide. So therefore, so he says, like in Reb Chaim Salvechik, did not permit the Aseret using the Tam HaElyon. So he says in another Sefer, both Reb Moshe Salvechik and Reb Chaim Salvechik did not permit the laning with the Tam HaElyon, because they felt that it has to be pasuk by pasuk. That's the way it has to be. So they rejected it. But he says, but everybody does do it. So and we say it's a reenactment of Har Sinai. But how do we get out of it? So he wants to say that that we could justify the minhag by saying that there's sometimes there's a kriya of, you know, on the kriya of the psukim, and then sometimes you have Tama Torah shebichtav betzibur, a kriya psukim. Sometimes you have a kriya of the dibrod. In other words, a kriya not of psukim but of the dibrod. In other words, he says the Rambam doesn't mention anywhere in the Mishnah Torah Tam Elyon, so it doesn't sound like the Rambam was laning the Tam Elyon. So I'm just doing Tam Tachton. So then I don't want to give, you know, machshiv one part over another. But we hold it's like kriya of dibrod. It's a whole different kriya. In other words, we're laning, we're breaking up and aggregating the dibrod. So that is a whole different, you know, horse of a different color. So kriya dibrod, that's a reenactment of Mardar Har Sinai. So our stating doesn't indicate any special importance for the Aseret Dibrod. It's showing that we're reenacting Har Sinai because we're just having a kriya of the dibrod. So the part about this, which makes it a little bit better, in other words, the Rav wants to give a pshat that goes along with what the Rambam is saying. In other words, the other Pshatim is saying we have different explanations why we could do it. But in Akhinami, the Rambam is against us. The Rav, he's giving an explanation that wants to say even the Rambam would agree with me. In other words, the Rambam is saying I can't have a kriya where I'm doing psukim and then I'm machshiv one part of the Torah over another part of the Torah. But if I'm doing a kriya of dibrod, that's a whole different parsha altogether. It's by definition, if I'm reading dibrod, it's a reenactment of Har Sinai, and maybe the Rambam would agree with that as well. That's the way the Rav wanted to understand. Okay, what's up, Yosef?
Who made the psukim in the Torah?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
It's from Moshe Rabbeinu?
Yeah.
And Tam Ha'Elyon, who made it?
This I don't know. Well, actually, the Gemara does say that there's a Masorah. It says the Gemara learns that from time, there's a Pasuk in Sefer Ezra. It says, V'som Seichel, you know, the Gemara quotes a Pasuk. I don't remember all the words in the Pasuk, that the Trup does go back as well. So with the Trup, I don't know, the Trup does go back, so it's part of our Masorah as well. So I would assume that Tam Elyon also goes back as part of our tradition. But it sounds like the Rambam is, yeah, what's up, Velva? What do you got?
I understand why you stand for the naming of Kriyas HaTorah. Who is it that holds that you can say? How does that
work? Say again, repeat.
I understand why you stand for all Kriyas HaTorah.
Because
whatever the reason is.
We did this yesterday. We said the Ma'aram Ruttenberg says it's a reenactment of Har Sinai, so standing up.
So that in the case, then why would it be able to sit?
Yeah, so in Akhinami, if it's a reenactment of Har Sinai, it would make sense to stand. The in terms of sitting, I don't know exactly why if it's a din in Talmud Torah, it makes sense you'd be able to sit, and it is a din in Talmud Torah. But this aspect of a reenactment of Har Sinai, that cuts towards standing. I don't know, but I think even I have to see the Rama. The Rama quotes the halacha of the Rama Ruttenberg. I don't think he says you have to. I think he says it's a minhag to stand.
But I may add, architecturally, correct, we've made it so it's in the center in order to simulate reenacting Har Sinai.
Right.
Correct. So it just supports that argument all the more so.
That to stand up. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody standing this Shabbos. Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, that's it.